The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. This is Dr. Jay Calvert. I am here with Jason Berkley. Jason, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking.
We are on Skype right now with Howard Shapiro from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Howard?
Doing great, Dr. Jay. Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. We've been checking out your book here, and it's really cool. Tell us how Kate's Really Good at Hockey came about.
Well, thank you first off for the kind of, I appreciate that a lot. The book is actually, I did a self-published kids book about 2007 called Hockey Days. And, I really liked it. It was about myself and my dad, how growing up here in Pittsburgh, when back in the late 70s, early 80s, there weren't that many rinks in town. And we would, for hockey practices and games and so forth, we'd go on 45 games and practices. And through that and just together, it brought us a lot closer. And I did that after he passed away. And so I wanted to kind of retcon it, I didn't want it to kind of just fade away because I really love the story. So I decided to retcon it instead of a father and son having a granddaughter and as the two lead characters. So came together really quickly. We actually ended up doing it. And usually with graphic novels, it takes probably a year and a half. Well, a year and a half to 2 years to do. And we got this done in about 9.5 months. So it came together real quick. And it was a really fun project to work on.
Yeah, it's really, a graphic novel is very cool. In fact, we just had Jesse Cohen in here from the All the King's Men podcast. And we were checking it out. He was like, oh, man, this thing looks great. The story is really cool, and the storyline is excellent. I mean, obviously, this is a great, great book for, I think, anybody who's a young person interested in hockey, but especially for girls who are growing up.
Yeah, my daughter's 5.5 years old, loves watching hockey with me, and this is right up her alley.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's geared for kids 8 to... really 7, 8, all the way up to 12 or 13, 14. So it's got a pretty wide range, and we didn't want to make it too heavy and keep it, pretty bright and, it's the color scheme and all that. So, it's close, but yeah, it's really for younger kids.
Well, Howard, I'm a big Pittsburgh Penguins fan, cause I did my, plastic surgery residency at the, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And, I'm just curious, where do you live in the Berg?
I grew up in Forest Hills, east of the city, and now I'm in Township, so I'm the other way. I'm west now, but I work right downtown, and I know from listening that your mentor was from here, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm, well, thanks so much. We're really big, my wife and I just loved Pittsburgh growing up, and it's, there's a lot of authors that, that come out of Pittsburgh, too, so it's great that you've joined the ranks, and this book looks like it'll definitely be good for, sort of promoting hockey around, really around the world. Have you published it in any other countries? Is it in, like, for instance, is this in the hockey Mecca? Is it in Canada?
Yeah, actually, I was looking today at our inventory and the sales, and I think it's skewed. It's probably, I'd say probably 65 or so, 35 Canada to U.S. So I'm actually going up to I'm going up to Toronto Media Tour up there. So it's awesome for us. You know, it's funny though. I mean, the reason I actually started doing hockey books way back. I mean, not only because I love the game, I would take my kids to the public library and there would be no hockey books here. I mean, it would be like bios, like things like that. There weren't any narrative books, and especially for young kids. And that's when I did Hockey Days. And it's funny because when I first started going up to Toronto or into Ontario, it's like bizarre world because it's all hockey books there. You know.
Oh yeah.
And, which is great. I mean, it's wonderful if you're a hockey fan. But here we were sadly didn't have many options. So, it's great to go up there, and I'm looking forward to that. And it is a really good market for us.
So you must be a pretty big hockey fan yourself. How do you think things are going this year in the NHL, especially by a certain team from Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, we talk about this at work all the time. I mean, I everyone's panicking, and I'm like, we go through this every year. It's usually, around this time, and then it also happens in February. And, they have their swoons, and they're not playing necessarily bad, the Pens, but, there's some defensive problems, but, I think it'll be fine. And, the trade today, I think, has some good upside, hopefully. And it's the league. I mean, it's really an amazing time for the league, I think, because as opposed to like the NFL where everybody's, 7-9, 8-8. I mean, there's, 25, 20 really good teams. So if you go to a regular season game night after night, you're going to see really good hockey. The talent's so spread out throughout the league. So it's really a great time for the league. And, I was at the Penn Leafs game a couple Saturdays ago, and great to watch. Even though pretty hammered, but I'm gonna go see when I'm up in Toronto, see the Bruins. So it's just a great time for the league, and so much talent spread out throughout each team.
Well, I mean, I think the trade. I got to tell you, Tanner Pearson is he's a guy that I've been kind of waiting for him to pop. And I got a sneaking suspicion that this guy is going to get on the Pittsburgh Penguins and do some damage, because this guy's got a lot of talent, and the Kings are just really, really sucking it this year. It's been really hard to watch them, because we're out here in California, so it's kind of right in front of us. But Tanner Pearson could really make a difference for Pittsburgh.
He's a really good player. That's why I think it's a really good. I mean, Haglund's a very good player too, but I think he's the penalty killer and speed guy, and he fit in here really well. He was on two cup champions, and so I think he'll be fine. Out in LA, I think it's good trade all around. But I was really glad to see it. Because Rutherford seems to mix things up a lot, and I think this was like a deadline deal that they made in November. So I think it's going to be a really good deal.
Howard, I was going to ask you a question because obviously you were there when the shooting happened in the city, and I have to say, as someone who wasn't really a Penguins fan at all on any level, when this happened, I saw how the team rallied around the victims and the family and just the kind of the city in general, and it really was something that I thought was very special, and I found a newfound respect for the organization. What was it like being there in Pittsburgh and seeing, from the writers and everybody else from a sports perspective, and a personal level for you? How was it over there in Pittsburgh during that time?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, Jason. I mean, that's actually the synagogue I go to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been going there my whole life, and I was bar mitzvahed there and almost 40 years to the day when that happened. Wow. it was shocking. I mean, just getting the text and then from my mom my mom calling, my sister texting, it was just shocking. Like that can't be happening there and of all places. And just bewilderment. I mean, just there's so many. I was playing it out in my mind, like where it happened, in the space where it happened and just everything. But, as far as the city, I mean, the response, the team and, it was pretty instantaneous, and it was really good to see. And I was reading about the Caps with the 50-50, that Caps fan that donated all that money. Really wonderful story. So, it was just shocking. You just can't imagine it. And, it was just a really strange, strange time and whole week that went by. And, I didn't know personally, but one of the brothers, the two brothers, I would see the one there all the time. He was Usher, and he was there various times. And again, I didn't know him personally, but I'd see him there all the time. And I just couldn't get his image out of my mind for days. So just a really bad time. But yeah, as far as the team's response and everything, I mean, I thought that was just amazing. And the puck drop that they had and just everything they did was really special.
Yeah, my thought process was that they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to go to the lengths they did. They didn't have to do what they did. The Steelers team didn't have to come out there. In other words, so they did these things because it was the right thing to do, and also because it was something that you could tell that they were somewhat passionate about. And I it made me, like I said, I found a new respect for the team and the organization, and it was nice to see.
I couldn't agree more, especially, you know, Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin, I think, going to the funeral. You know, again, you're exactly right. I mean, there was nothing that said they had to do those things. And yeah, it was just it was really good to rally, you know, around like that. And you know, it was really, really good to see. And same with the team, just everything they've done. And so it's a terrible situation, but you know, they've done just an amazing job, I thought.
Well, you know, that area of Pittsburgh, Squirrel Hill, is just you know, it's such a tight-knit community. I mean, I remember I was there, you know, 7 years. I lived on Moorwood and Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And
sure.
So Squirrel Hill was like, you know, it was like our stomping ground. Between there and Shadyside, it was like a no-brainer. And we really just the people of Squirrel Hill are such a great, just a great sort of community of you know, just so diverse and excellent, and sort of the way that they run the whole, like, it's just a great place to be. It was really hard to see that happen in Pittsburgh, and you know, it happened in our country that way, and especially to that people that, you know, sort of there for worship, and just it was awful. I really had a very hard time with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was, that's what you know, again, just kind of played it through my mind, and just, you know, I'm thinking, okay, it was 9:45 and people, you know, the services usually start at 10. There's usually bar mitzvahs that time, you know, just all those things, you know, but yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, from your time here, I mean, it's a small, but very tight knit, you know, community, the Jewish community there. And, you know, it's not that much different, but just on a much smaller basis than areas in New York, or there's a really big Jewish population up in Toronto, but again, a much smaller basis. And but yeah, very tight. I mean, you know, kind of thing where people walk down the street and, you know, they know each other and they've been going to the same places, and you know, they're good. Yeah, I'm sure you remember Minio's Pizza, you know, all those, you know, just those kind of, you know, just the, you get into routines, and you know, it was yeah, so it's just a shock, just a real shock. It's still shocking, you know. But things are getting back to normal, but it's still, you know, the wounds are definitely still there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think for the rest of the season? You know, we're going to see the Penguins trying to climb out of this hole that they're in right now. Obviously, you know, the people of Pittsburgh aren't loving it, but as you said, it's kind of something that does happen every year. They go through some lull, some sort of, you know, moment of like, are these guys actually going to play at some point? And I agree with you, though. They aren't playing bad. They're not winning games. Like, what do they have to do to get the W's up on the board?
Yeah, it'd be easy to say, oh, if it was the goaltending, you know, well, Matt Murray, or you know, if it was, you know, like Letang had such a terrible year last year. But actually, this year he's playing really good, and he's still one of the, you know, top 10 defensemen in the league. So I just, you know, the funny thing was, I mean, 2 weeks before that, you know, when they were on the West Coast swing, I mean, they looked like the 72 Canadians, you know, they were beating, you know, they're beating everybody, you know, they're Calgary 9-0, and, you know, they went up to Vancouver and, you know, beat them 5-1. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of, you know, the season playing out. And, you know, with the trade today, maybe it sends a little bit of a message. And, really after this, they really, you know, as far as trading commodities, I think it's just maybe Sprong, you know, I don't think they've really handled him or developed him maybe as well as he should, but he's probably the only, you know, asset that they have that's tradable, you know, contract wise and everything. So, I mean, they're not going to be making, you know, change after, you know, trade after trade, or bringing up guys from, from Wilkes-Barre. So, I mean, it is what it is. And I just think, you know, they just have to get back to, like, they played on that West Coast trip. And when they played in Toronto, I mean, you know, 3-1 there, or 3-0, I should say. So, yeah, just get back to that. And, you know, the wins will come, I think. And I think they'll be fine. I mean, as long as they get in, even if they're in eighth spot, you know, as long as they're in, once the playoffs start, then it's everybody's 0-0. So, and I wouldn't want to play them if they were 7 or 8, you know.
No, that's true. Well, I'm hoping that they make a little bit of a turnaround. Jason's a huge Red Wings fan, and he's been enjoying a nice run by the Wings, which is, you know, again, it's probably a futile attempt at something.
That's fine. Like I said, let them get the first pick. But I'm still not over 2009. I'm not over it. I won't be until we win our next cup. And I'm sorry. That's one thing I do resent Pittsburgh for.
Yeah, Jason's got a big issue with it. He was actually there when Pittsburgh won the cup in Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah, I ran out. I refused to see Crosby hoist a cup. I wouldn't watch it. I ran out. Well, threw my program out, everything.
I hope you stayed just long enough when Bettman came out to boo him and then say, oh, you know,
that, no, that no. I, the, no. The second the game ended, my friend and I just ran out. Literally sprinted up the aisle, and that was it.
It's really he's got PTSD over that moment.
Worst flight ever. Worst flight home ever. It's still with me.
Well, so I go back to Penguins lost to the Blues in 1979, and Mike Crombean, I believe, scored. And I thought my dad was going to pull like an Elvis and shoot the TV. I mean, we were so mad. And then John Tinelli, 3 years later, I can still see him celebrating, you know, when they won 4-3 in overtime. So, you know, I'm with you, Jason. You remember the ones, you know, you don't remember necessarily maybe the ones they win, but the ones they lose, you never, ever forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get back to your book a little bit, because I know, you know, this is a great book. Where can people find your book? Is it an Amazon thing? Is it something they can find at Barnes & Noble? Where would a young hockey fan go out to find your book?
Yeah, well, Amazon, probably the best, you know, spot. Also, it is also Barnes & Noble and Target and Target's website and Walmart's website as well. And if people go to the publisher's website, which is animalmediagroup.com, those orders will get I'll be able to autograph those, and we'll throw in a few of our bonuses, you know, goalie stick or goalie mask bookmarks and hockey stick pencils, and we'll throw all that stuff in, and I'll autograph them. So probably the easiest is Amazon.
I know my daughter's going to ask, the first thing is, can I get a plush toy of her? That's what to be the first thing is. So any marketing with toys coming out like that?
I wish, you know, I actually had somebody who did a prototype of our cover over in Australia, artist, and she does custom-made action figures. So I have her working on a Kate figure as we speak. But that's
perfect.
That's a one-off. And I had a Funko done of the one book, the last book I did, the Hockey Karma. I had a Funko Pop made of the one character. Yeah, I have to work on that. We'll have to get our marketing team working on the licensing to see if we can get the plush toy.
Well, you know, the it'll definitely go over big in Canada. In the U.S., we're not so sure. You know, we know that the Canadians in hockey, it's just it is religion, and you know, you really see it. They, you know, with we were just talking about that Zach Hyman, who is, you know, plays for the Maple Leafs, has 3 children's books
that he
wrote. I mean, amazing, amazing author. And it was great talking to him, but it seemed like for him, it was just sort of second nature to write hockey books.
Yeah. I mean, the illustrator he used is phenomenal. And I haven't had a chance to read him. When I go up there in a couple of weeks, I'm going to definitely want to check him out. But yeah, it's funny when you go and, you know, if you watch Sports Center tonight, they'd lead with, you know, the NFL and, you know, an NBA. And when you go and put TSN on up there, it's like, again, it's bizarre world, because it's like, it's all hockey and football, college football isn't even mentioned up there. And, you know, the NFL is like the fourth, fifth, sixth story. So
it's fine with me.
Yeah. It's good with us.
Okay. Yeah.
that's the way it is.
Yeah, which is great. You know, it's wonderful. Even going back when I first started going there as a kid, and you know, just even seeing the equipment everywhere, stores. You know, back when I started playing, you had to go to a hockey specialty store, which might be 20 miles away or whatever, and you know, here you just walk into the mall and there's equipment. So it's 12 months a year. I mean, I was up there in July when Tavares signed. On July 1st, actually, Canada Day. And a nuclear bomb could have gone off no matter where, and it would have been the second or third story. It's like Tavares signed, you know. It was all anybody was talking about.
Well, it's big. I mean, they are loving that deal. I mean, the Leafs look pretty good. They trounced the Kings last night. Pretty hard to watch, but they've got a lot of firepower. I think they're going to do very well this year.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, when they get Matthews back and whatever they do with Nylander, if they sign him or trade him, they are stacked, and they're probably one, three or four defensemen, third, fourth, fifth type defenseman away from, just being completely dominant. So, they're tough. I mean, you saw them last night. I mean, they are a relentless team, and they just come in waves, and really look for, this could be their year.
Well, I think
I picked them in July.
Yeah, Jason.
The second they announced the trade.
Yeah, Jason picked them to win the cup.
The second day they picked up Tavares, I was like, that's it. They're done. That's it. Give them the cup now. Cancel the season.
Well, we'll see. Who do you think's taking the cup this year, Howard?
Well, if I had to make a prediction, I'd say I think the Leafs out of the East. I think Winnipeg out of the West. And I have to go with the Leafs. I don't want to jinx them, but I really think they're the odds-on favorite. You know, once they get everything together and maybe pull a deadline deal to get a defenseman, and got the great coach, and I just think Anderson's playing great. I just think it's their year. You know,
it does look that way. Sad for the Pens, but I picked actually Tampa Bay. I thought this was going to be their year because their window is closing,
mm-hmm.
and I figured they might get it together to get a cup. But I don't know, the things aren't looking so good for them this year.
It's that 3 to 5 year window when you have a team that's ready to go. If you don't win it, it's over. That's done. I mean, that's how the league is now.
Yep, it is. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I am going to be out in Pittsburgh for the January 4th. I think it's the Jets and the Penguins. I'm coming out there because I got to teach a rhinoplasty course at the Department of Plastic Surgery at UPMC on Saturday morning. But they lured me with a luxury box at the Pens game.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's gonna be a good one. Yeah, we have.
I'm sure they had to really lure you in.
we have season tickets. I'll have to see if I can snag that game on January 4th. It'd be nice to meet you, but that should be a track meet, hopefully, if Pens get things together. Love the Jets. I think the same kind of thing where they just come in waves and four lines deep, and they get Hellebuck playing great. I could see an all Canada final, so that should be a fun game to go see.
When was the last time that happened, actually, an All-Canada final? When was the last time?
I don't know. That would be a great stat. You know who would know that off the top of their head is Doc Emmerich.
Yes, he would.
He would have already busted that out. I can't remember an All-Canada final. That would be great to know that one. Well, Howard, anything else you need to tell us about Kate's really good at hockey? And you're one of the – tell us about the other authors, though. You're really a co-author with this, or is this your book and these other three guys just threw their name on there?
No, like one of my
publications from my lab.
No, this is a total team effort. It takes a graphic novel. You have to have a really good group, and we really did. We had Christina Fry, who's the co-author. It was really a 50-50 kind of thing. I mean, I came up with the concept and the synopsis, and we kind of worked from there, and she did an amazing job. And we actually had her 13-year-old daughter as sort of our secret weapon, trying to help us, keep, us over the hill, elder statesmen to, what 12, 13, 14-year-old kids are saying these days, and, making it authentic. So we had her input.
Cool.
And then the illustrator is actually from Chile. Jade Gonzalez did a phenomenal job. Never saw a hockey game in her life, and really illustrated it tremendously. And our colorist was from the Philippines, and Lizelle, and she did a really great job with the colors to make it really pop. And we had the letterer, which is sort of the letterer, sort of like the right tackle or left tackle on a football team. If the lettering's not good, it stands out. But if you don't even notice it, or it enhances everything, it's it really makes a difference. And Tatum Temafonte, and she's actually from your area out in LA, so she did a wonderful job with that. So total team effort, and couldn't have done without those guys. They were just awesome, and it feels good to have it done and finally have it out. So it's been great so far.
Well, congratulations. It's a cool story, and it does look amazing when you're looking at it. It's just the artwork's incredible, and this would be a great gift for the young hockey fans in the country for sure. So we'll definitely make sure that we push it out over the Dr. Hockey social media, and make sure that do we get all of your stuff on your Twitter and everything? Is there some place that fans should follow you?
Yeah, on Twitter it's @hockeyplayer, and Facebook I'm on there as well. I have an author page, and website is animalmediagroup. It's all one word, .com. And thank you. I really appreciate that. It's really, really kind words, and it means a lot. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the kind sentiments. And I hope I'm glad you were able to send you a couple copies, and you guys got to see it. So,
well, we both have daughters, but I don't think you have to. This is not just a female universal book. I mean, this is universal. Anybody who's a hockey fan will love this. So it's really cool.
And by the way, the last all-Canadian NHL Cup Finals was in 1989 when Calgary beat Montreal.
There you go. Lanny McDonald.
That's it. Yeah. He got his cup.
Well, cool. Well, Howard, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on the podcast. We will we'll definitely be in touch. I'll let you know if where I'm going to be sitting for that Winnipeg and Pittsburgh game, because it is on. I will definitely be there for January 4th.
Well, good. Make sure you pack your jacket. And your hat and gloves. A little different climate out here in January, but be wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Had a chance to meet you. And thank you very much, Jay and Jason. Thank you both so much. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Howard.
Had a great time with you guys.
Cool. Thanks, Howard. Okay. Take care.
Have a good night. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye now.
So that's very cool. Howard Shapiro seems like a really, really great guy.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't go through what he went through, but certainly I've been the victim of bigoted attacks and everything else. And the fact that it hit real close to home for him, I mean, that's just
it's where he had his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, the place where I had mine burned down in a fire, and it wasn't because of a hate crime, or whatever else, but it just was a sobering moment of when things happen like that. But it's just tragic, but. Just again, really nice to see how the city rallied around them, and I'm glad I got the chance to get Howard's personal take on things.
Yeah, I mean that's as I said, I know that Squirrel Hill community really well, and it was great to talk to him on that. It's great to talk to him about his book.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great book. My daughter's gonna love it, and I know she will. She's into that type of thing, and especially when it's about hockey, she's gonna eat it up. So.
Well, this story though is about like the challenge of playing in, just in this sport, as, and it's not, there's a lot to it. So I'll probably, sit down and read a little bit of this with Elle, my 8-year-old. I think, the 11-year-old is too far gone. If it's not, something fashion or boys, she's not that interested anymore. So, but I think I can get, my 8-year-old daughter to read this with me. She's a tennis like up and comer now. So this is a good sports story for her. Well, we have, this week coming up, I think there's some serious, serious amounts of hockey going on, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Excited it's Thanksgiving, and I'll have a chance to actually not have to work, and I can actually watch some hockey.
Well, that's good, too. But I am pretty interested to see if the Penguins and the Kings and the Vegas Golden Knights, who were all playoff teams last year, can start climbing their way out of misery.
So you ready for another bet? We'll make a bet right now.
All right, well, lay it on me. Let me hear what your proposal is. I don't know if I'm ready because I got this Mastro's dinner coming up here.
You're 0-for. That's it. Just on your bets.
I got it, man. You know what? I make those bets just because they're fun, and I kind of know I'm going to lose most of them, and it's all right, just in case anybody was wondering.
I'll bet you sushi dinner at Nobu.
Nice. I'm in.
Okay. That the Penguins do not make the playoffs.
I will definitely take that bet.
Okay.
Sushi dinner at Nobu.
Yes.
That the Penguins do not make the playoffs this year.
And you're saying they will.
I say they definitely will.
Okay. I say they definitely will not.
Done.
Okay.
You heard it here first on the Dr. Hockey podcast. I may be buying another large dinner.
And you know what? And you know what's going to happen?
You're going to buy four hand rolls and to bankrupt me?
No. When I win, when we finally pick the day we're going to go, I'm going to put myself into a state of starvation.
so that when we actually sit
down for the meal, I'm going to sit there and not stop eating.
And when you have a ketotic coma, I'm going to just watch you and say, that's what you get.
Isn't the opposite of what the food competition guys do? Don't they gorge themselves all those days up to it so their stomach is nice and, like, isn't that... You know, what's his name? Joey, the hot dog champion. Joey Chestnut. Doesn't he do, you know, I imagine he's not eating, you know, the number of hot dogs that he's trying to eat for the competition. But I thought that they ate like a lot leading up to that.
Like preconditioning. Like he's getting his belly ready.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
All right, sushi boy. You're in for dinner at Nobu.
I'm sushi boy.
As long as the Penguins don't make the playoffs, I'm buying you some sushi dinner. Listen, we got to go to Mastro's, okay? And that is happening on when are we doing that, Lauren? The 28th of November? And if, you know, I think we're going to have a pretty big crew there. I don't know if I haven't even heard back from Kevin, so I don't even know if he's going to be there. So if he's not, he's going to miss his dinner. But we're all going, so it should be cool.
Is this like the Jerry Seinfeld, Kenny Banya thing where it doesn't count because it's not a meal? He's going to collect on you next time. You have to keep going.
No. Believe me, this counts.
It's a bowl
already.
Of soup.
I've already taken out a loan to do this dinner. So
eat
don't
your soup, Banya. That's the meal.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. So anyway, we will we'll be there for the big dinner at Mastro's. I'll be there. That's all I'm going to do. I may not eat because I'm going to have to, you know, shell it out for everybody else.
You'll be in the back washing dishes to pay the bill.
Totally. Get 100%. Your hairnet. Or shaking up some drinks behind the bar and seeing what I could do for
these
guys.
Bring your hairnet. You'll be in the back of the kitchen.
You got it, man. I've got a great hairnet. You didn't see the stash, my Movember stash.
I saw it, and I responded. I said that I couldn't possibly humanly grow facial hair like that at any point.
Well, it was an impressive effort, but I couldn't take it. I had to get rid of it.
It was just awful. It was itching.
It was itchy and ugly, and it didn't work. It wasn't working at all. So I took it off, and I got a lot of support for shaving it. That's all I can tell you. Way more than I had for growing it. So it's gone, and I don't think we'll see that again for quite some time. Anyway, we are going to sign off. We are going to be back next week. I think we have Mia Khalifa. I saw something about Mia coming on Tuesday next week. Is that right? So we will have to talk to her about the success of her Capitals because I'm sure she's going to rub it very, very hard in our faces.
Well, it's more so you because you've been taunting her with your Pittsburgh Penguins posts. And, you know, I'm out of this whole thing. It's between you and her.
All right. Anyway, this is the Dr. Hockey Podcast signing off with your prescription for the NHL.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.
All right, y'all, let's take a quick break from the show so we can tell you about our sponsor, Indochino.com.
Did you say y'all?
I did.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Well, I went to school at Vanderbilt in Nashville.
I have no problem with that. I was just asking.
So I'm not a you guyser much anymore. I'm sort of a y'aller.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Just a question.
I'm just saying. So y'all, listen up. Indochino is something very cool and something I need to jump on because I got a big talk coming up very shortly and I need a new suit. So I am going to go into the actual store, which is over on...
It's in Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah, it's close by to my office.
Yeah.
But you can go to Indochino.com, and all you have to do is take your measurements and send them in and order up whatever finishes you want on your suit,
all the colors, fabrics, whatever, and you can actually just send it. Tells you how to do it. It'll walk you through it. You send your measurements in, and they're going to send you for. Are you sitting down, Jason?
I am officially sitting down, but this is I like this because I need something to spruce up my wardrobe.
$359 with the promo code Dr. Hockey. That's D R H O C K E Y
for a complete custom suit.
Yes, Sean.
Wow.
I'm glad you asked. It is for a suit that is made to order for you. Now, normally they're like $750 or something. But with this promo code, Dr. Hockey, go to Indochino.com, follow the instructions, and you will get a brand new custom suit. They also make shirts. They do have stores around the country. I mean, they've got them in a lot of great places. So go to their website, Indochino.com, and check it out. I highly recommend this. I will be doing it, actually. I need a suit very shortly here. So I got to get on and do it. But I'm going to try and do it in the store because I think I want to kind of like look at things a little bit more. A lot of people are internet shoppers now, and they can just go to Indochino.com, do their internet shopping, send in their measurements, and get their custom suit. These people are professionals. They know how to do it. Their system works. And you're going to get something that looks great. It's not like something you bought off the rack. And that's the problem. Like these suits that are – I don't know who they make these suits for that are on the rack, but they all need to be severely altered when I bring my boxcar body in there to get fitted up.
Boxcar body.
And you've got to have some sort of problem too. You got to go to one of these like, you know, super tall and lean places.
I'm not a freak, okay? I'm 6'7". I am very proportionate and I get them.
No, you should be in the NBA, dude. Really, seriously.
Well, that's a different story.
Come on.
No, I should be.
Is everything you own custom? Like, do you have a custom bed and –
Has
what?
To be, right?
I'm not Andre the Giant.
Dude, you are. You're like a head taller than me. It's scary.
Well, that doesn't
sometimes.
Mean I'm a freak.
I think it may be a
out.
Little bit more than $359 for Jace because of all the extra material.
That's
maybe.
True. You need a lot more material. Yours might be more expensive.
This is all like high school all over again.
All
here.
Right. I'm just saying. It's really, you're just frightening, and that's it. So try it out. Indochino.com. Bring your measurements. Promo code Dr. Hockey. $359 custom suit. If you don't do it, I don't even know what to tell you.
We're in a period of rapid change, and sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control. With political tensions, anxiety, and loneliness rising, and questions about how to live a good life on everyone's mind, finding answers can seem harder than ever. For millennia, spiritual thinkers have offered wisdom and tools to help people find their way in trying times, advice that even a scientist like me, Dave DeSteno, is finding have a lot to offer. To join the conversation, look for How God Works wherever you listen to podcasts.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.